It's Rach Z on Radio Springfield City. Thanks for tuning in. That was Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. And listeners, we're in luck. We have my favourite State Member of Parliament, Cherise Mullen MP, on the line. Hello, Cherise.
Hi, Rachel. Lovely to be with you.
Hey, I hear you had a brilliant night on Thursday night celebrating or reflecting Family Violence and Prevention Month.
Yes. So, Rachel, this is an event that I host every year. I've been doing it for the last 5 years. And so, it's as part of the Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month, we host a remembrance night and candlelight vigil for the Greater Springfield and surrounding areas.
So cool. Yeah, well, I was there marching, or not marching, but there with Zonta in reflecting, and there were so many stalls and it was a great evening.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate this year. Firstly, we've had Orion Springfield Central come on board, and that was really important for me. I wanted the vigil and the remembrance night to be in a very visible place in our community, even if it's just people walking by who stop and just reflect and think, oh, what's going on over there? And maybe just have a bit of a think about domestic and family violence in our community. But we've also had incredible support, as we do every year, from the Domestic Violence Action Centre, which has been great. This year, we also had Beyond DV, and your listeners may be aware, but Beyond DV will be establishing what's called a Hope Hub at Orion Springfield Central, so a wonderful and safe space for those who are experiencing domestic and family violence.
Yes, that's excellent. The Hope Hub will bring a lot of hope to a lot of people. The name says it all, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think that was the reflection, I guess, from the night was that, yes, we know domestic and family violence is in our communities. We've all got a role to play in terms of preventing it and stopping it for good. But it's also that hope that we need to give, especially victim survivors of domestic and family violence, who are way too many. But we know that with that extra support, they can go on to live wonderful and rewarding lives.
Well, I wanted to thank you, and I know Zonta was very, very keen to sort of show and make an appearance, and Hue Kedge from Creative Hearts Co. rang me this week to make sure that I would come along and see the stall, and I think everybody's sort of very happy to help.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the beauty of our community, especially in Greater Springfield, as you know. We are really community focused. And so we've been so lucky to have Creative Hearts Co., who did a wonderful, creative installation, a community one that everyone was able to participate in. They're always wonderful. We've also had representatives from our Afghan community who've come along. And again, you know, last year we lost a beautiful young woman, Mujda Habibi, in Springfield Lakes, from domestic and family violence. So it was really important to me to have representatives from the Afghan community there. And we also had a fantastic crew from Garwin Supplies, and they've got the Purple Army. And that's really all about the overrepresentation of Indigenous people when it comes to domestic and family violence. So it's been a really broad-based, wonderful group of people and organisations who've come on board to support this year's Remembrance Night.
Fantastic. Well, it was a great evening. And once again, I thank you for making the time to speak to myself and the listeners this afternoon.
Thank you, Rachel. I know that you're a big advocate when it comes to domestic and family violence prevention. And so we were really pleased to have you there on the night.
Thanks, Cherise. That was MP Cherise Mullen. Next up is A Little Bit of Long Day by Matchbox 20.